Part of what I would like to do tonight is talk about the agenda. Since this was released on Friday, we really did not have a lot of wiggle room to add like any type of line item or to change any of the roll call items from a vote perspective. But we do always have the ability to change what is covered under board discussion. So I think that that is where we are going to be able to address the administrative bonus structure for both Jeff and the principals. And so we'll talk about that. The other thing is I'm planning to move public participation to the front of the agenda. And I think we need to talk a little bit about what my comments might be on the front side of that to be able to explain why it is that we're doing that.
Do you think it's a real good idea to talk about bonuses tonight?
I think we owe the public some transparency, Dan.
No, I don't have a problem with the administrative bonuses. It's more of the specific bonus of Jeff's that caused the grief.
I don't think you can talk about this in a closed session.
You don't think we can talk about Jeff's bonus structure? And
No, you can talk about Jeff's bonus structure. What you can't do is talk about how you're adjusting the agenda.
Okay, so I'm done talking about that.
Denise has joined.
Thank you, Council. Counselor. Hi, Denise, how are you?
Hello, good.
Thank you for joining us. So I think we need to talk about how we plan to move forward with Jeff's bonus. And whether or not we plan to vote it up, vote it down, table it, and what you guys want to do with it.
I think we should. So two things. Moving the public participation to the front, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think we keep it at the back. I think that if we move it, I think we mitigate individual desire to want to speak if we keep it at the back, because everybody's coming to talk about the topic in their face, that particular bonus.
We can't talk about this in closed session.
We can't talk about that.
We can talk about Jeff's bonus because it falls under an exception to the Open Meetings Act. The structure of the meeting, you can't talk about in closed session.
Right.
You can talk
I'm not talking about his bonus. I said that everybody tonight is coming to talk about his bonus. I'm not talking about it, though. I can't even say that.
No. Courtney, where the problem is there's no exception in the Open Meetings Act to talk about the structure of the meeting tonight, where public participation is beginning in the meeting or ending the meeting, is not an appropriate closed session discussion. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Okay.
Brian, can I ask one question?
Sure.
We moved the order of our meetings, not because wasn't there a directive about when we went to Zoom, how we were supposed to do it? Like, I thought we got a directive somewhere that told us we had to rearrange things. Am I wrong about that? Because I didn't think we ever talked in closed session about the public participation going on the back end.
No, where the public participation is was never subject to order.
I can enlighten you. I went back and I did the research on that earlier today. Obviously, it's not a closed session topic, so I can't really dig into it.
Thank you, Beth.
Well, whatever the reason is there value in telling people that tonight?
Well, there might be. Other than it was part of a special meeting that was one of those that was held at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we just threw it on the back end because we knew no one was going to be there, and there was no public participation. And then we went virtual, and then it was like the middle of March, and then we went virtual. And honestly, like, I just never moved it back. Like, I think it was because like we're in a virtual thing, everybody's gonna resubmit these as part in writing. We're gonna get it ahead of time anyway, just put it at the end. And then I just never moved it back. So that's on me. And of course, we're not talking about this because we can't talk about it in closed session. So.
Thank you for the explanation because I was curious about it.
So what can we talk about closed session?
So I think what we have to talk about is whether or not we're giving Jeff this bonus.
Oh, we can talk about that though?
Yeah, yes.
I thought we could talk about Jeff's bonus.
We just couldn't talk about it.
Can't talk about whether or not we're separating out.
Oh.
Henry.
Okay, great. Brian, you didn't explain that to me well, man.
I'd say my fault, but my phone's ringing.
Hey, man. So.
We need to have a round robin about everybody's opinion about whether or not we're moving forward with this, and then from there, go through and talk about how we structure this. Would that be helpful if everyone just kind of opined about whether or not we should be doing this?
That's fine with me. I mean, I feel like I've been thinking about it pretty significantly, and you know, I mean, I I'm happy to start. I don't know, you know, if everybody else is good with that.
Go for it, Reagan.
Okay.
Everybody plus Denise and Ron and Melissa. All seven
of us. So I feel like I've got, well, so let me just say, I think, and I'm so sorry if you guys can hear that. I think that it's important that, I think we have to vote on it. That's where I'm starting from. I think that pulling it isn't enough. Given sort of where we are at and all of the angst that is surrounding this part of the agenda. My thought is to say, you know, this maybe came to the agenda too soon and then it wasn't fully ready to be recommended. And the consequence of that now, that it's out there, without it, you know, maybe being vetted or put, you know, I mean, I think we can all agree that it being on this agenda just after an hour and a half of public comment a couple weeks ago just isn't really a great look.
To end, before I let Rev have the floor, my only question is, if we, right now this is part of personnel action items, it's not a separate vote, and I do not want, by voting no, I do not want to jeopardize the other things that are on the personnel action items, like teachers trying to get hired and other stipends getting paid out. So I guess at some point, if we get there, I just want to make sure that we don't jeopardize those other things.
We'll talk through those logistics as soon as we've heard from everybody so that we know, like, are we voting this up, voting it down, or just tabling it. So we're going to find ourselves in this situation if we continue to jump around and do things out of order and things that we really shouldn't be doing because we don't want to deal with our superintendent.
I would agree with that. Beth, you said a while ago, back when you were first saying kind of where you landed on this, that you felt somewhat manipulated and sort of thrust into where we're at now. And so with that in mind, I think we have to acknowledge here that if Jeff was as tuned in to our town and our community as he should be, he would see the benefit of making sure that this current board is saving face going into an upcoming election so that some of the seats that are up for re-election would have, you know, people reelected in them, so that he knows that he has four people that know him, that are supportive of him, that believe in what he's doing moving forward. You know, to me, and I know that I think to some extent acknowledge this. I didn't see the closed meeting minutes last time, but I do think somewhere we said we were going to try to bury this in the agenda, which, you know, and I think that, you know, Jeff also has to be aware of the political consequence of trying to push this through now before the election. You know, maybe he's earned it because we've put this on him to do, which I is right. And are we going to be forthcoming about that? I don't know. But he also has to understand what it looks like for him. And if he needs to understand, you know, the political ramifications of what he's asking for here, what he's asking us to do by giving him this much money right now, you know. I agree that if we keep going down this path that we're on right now, it's, you know, it's going to keep getting messier and messier. And it's going to impact, you know, our ability to get things done and have credibility. I mean, I'm concerned that we're undermining Jeff again, you know, that we didn't need to, that he's going to have even more of a problem moving forward. I don't want him to be unsuccessful. I want him to be able to implement and do the things that he wants to do. But this is not... It's just not working. I mean, it seems to me that he's just, it wasn't even a consideration, you know. I mean, I understand that tax consequences were a concern, you know, but also what is this, you know, why didn't he think about, well, what's this going to look like to all my people when I'm getting this right now? I don't know, like, and then it makes everybody going in for re-election, to the extent anybody is at this point, look really bad.
Right.
And now, who knows, I mean, if the board turns over and we have four new seats, then they're, like, whatever me and Dana and Andrew think about Jeff doesn't really amount to much. Unless we can get, but going into it, everybody's going to be pissed. Everybody running is going to be pissed about something. It's probably going to be Jeff.
Go target Jeff, almost definitely. The main focal point of running will be to de-seat Beth Nolan and this board, including myself, and to get Jeff the hell out of here.
I mean, I think if we want, and I do think we need a plan, I do think that this is important, what we're doing. And I think it's good what we're doing. You know, I just think that we need to acknowledge in the public that the way that this came about was sloppy, and we did not want to put Jeff in this position. There was no way that we wanted to put Jeff in a position to look worse to the staff that he's supposed to be working with. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want everybody, all of his staff and Jeff, to leave feeling accomplished and like they're on the right path and that our kids are, you know, going to succeed and we're going to meet all these markers. But, you know, talking about how he's faced one thing after another this whole time, this is another thing that's just setting him back. And I don't think he's faultless in this.
Correct.
I don't. But I think we've got to step out of the mud here and kind of re-strategize and refocus and figure out how we're going to do this the right way. You know, for...
So, I think that that's a lofty discussion, but we got an hour and a half, and we need to figure out how we're going to roll this out tonight. So I've heard two contrary positions about including this rubric at the end, so slide 13. I think we need to start maybe there and work backwards, because I think we're all in agreement that we want to be transparent about the principal bonuses. Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Or is there anything about even that?
I don't want slide 13 up there until we can bring it back and workshop it, because I don't even know what all of this means. And
okay.
I would like to workshop it more, personally, if that's really what it's going to be moving forward.
That was the only slide that I was concerned with, to be totally honest.
Okay, so let's talk through that, okay? So let's say we scrap this because we're not comfortable with language, or we're just not even comfortable sharing it out. And I'm just talking here, so, like, help me talk through this. And we come in and we just, like, you know what? We changed our mind. Never mind. No. Because that's what I hear what we're going to say. So are we ever going to come back and be transparent about this? Or are we going to table the vote, come back, be transparent about it, and then vote it down.
But this isn't transparent either. I mean, this rubric isn't transparent because
the whole premise isn't transparent.
Huh?
Well,
but
this is a recommendation from Jeff, right? This rubric. This 13, basically. I mean,
the numbers he attached to his own performance.
These are the numbers that he attached to his own performance.
Correct.
So this doesn't necessarily look bad on us at all.
Other than the fact that we took his recommendation, and that's where we came up with the $30,000.
So I'm of the mindset that I didn't accept the recommendation because I wasn't there to accept it, so that's the reason why I'm on base.
Let's also mind that we've got to figure this out.
Right.
But I don't think we pushed through the rubric just to give the public something. I mean, I don't see why we can't go out and say we've made a mistake here and this wasn't ready to be brought forward and we shouldn't have brought it forward right now. And, you know, and say if the rubric wasn't ready, if, you know, board members thought that we were still going to get to workshop the rubric, it's not, you know, it's just not ready to be presented to anybody. I mean, I don't know why we can't just say this was a mistake. It makes everybody look bad. You know, we're redoing, you know, we're still workshopping this rubric. It was premature to have this on the agenda. And hear what you're saying about the bonus amount and that, you know, we're going to take that into consideration, you know, but this is still something the board needs to work on.
But this, again, makes the board look like they don't know what they're doing, which is
probably not.
We may own it, but why don't we take and learn from this, go back, develop an administrator rubric, and then present it down the road?
You mean like central administration?
Sure, why not?
Okay, I guess my point is, I feel like Beth asked the question and nobody really said anything. Are we keeping slides 1 through 10?
I'm good with that.
I don't have a problem with 1 through 10.
I think we need to show that we are capable. I mean, we didn't do it, but like that we as a district are capable of creating a rubric with metrics attached to it. And then we say what Reagan just said. We were premature in putting out the bonus for Jeff Dace. I would rather, they're asking for transparency, so let's be transparent.
I don't have a problem with that. I think that's fine.
So, I'm sorry, I need clarity on that, Beth. So your recommendation is we take slides 1 through 10, put it out there, explain it, let Paul explain it, and then say, are we going to put anything in here about 11, 12, or 13 and say it was premature? This is where we started. It never should have made its way on the agenda. We're pulling it back. We'll be back to you later. Or are we just not including 11, 12, or 13 at all?
I mean, if you want to include slide 11 so that it starts that conversation, I guess that doesn't matter. But I don't think they need to see 12 and 13.
I agree. I mean, I'm fine with 11 coming up so that the presentation can be paused at that point, and we can have this conversation in front of the public. But I don't think that we should put this rubric out there and confine ourselves to it at this point.
Can I bring something up? Because the media is on this story, this is going to get FOIA'd whether you put it out there tonight or not.
Well, I still don't think we should put it out there. I think we say we're not ready. We weren't ready. And if they FOIA it, slap a draft watermark on it or something. We weren't ready.
Wait a minute. I want to make sure we got correct information. So assuming this never makes it out of closed session, how is it FOIA'd?
In an email?
It was in an email?
Between Denise and me today.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And I think that's one of
that answers the question.
That's already a FOIA request. I can't remember the date,
no,
though.
No, it was till yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, okay.
So it's not part of a current FOIA request, but if we don't put it out there tonight, I'm certain it will be FOIA requested by the end of tonight.
Because we're going to say that we had, like, we worked off of the draft? Or, like, we conceptualized a rubric?
So, I don't know. So, I now understand how it could be part of a FOIA request. And I agree with Denise that if there was an email, you could ask for it and you could find it. But I don't know that by putting up slides 1 through 11, anybody would understand or look for slides 12 and 13, which weren't part of the presentation. They don't, how they get at emails is they start with a topic that they believe there must be emails supporting. And then they blanket you with requests for the email topic. And they find what they're looking for because of that. Here, there is nothing, they don't believe there's a rubric. And they don't care. I wouldn't think they care if you pull the bonus off the table. It would seem to me the more you leave the impression, up to you what you want to do, but the more you leave the impression that you're pulling this off the table to revisit it at some other day, the more they go looking for information about how you got there. The more you look as though you're pulling it off the table because you're uncomfortable with what happened, the less they're going to go looking, because for them the issue's dead, right?
So your recommendation is don't table it, deny it? That's what we're going to do?
I have no recommendation.
That is my recommendation.
Yeah,
I don't ever want to be back here again.
Well, I think that I do think that we both know on this bonus, but I think that, well, I still think that it should not be pulled and that it should be a vote. You know, but I still think that we need to explain, you know, how we got here.
So,
to some extent.
The distinction which I'm wanting to make sure you consider, I'm not trying to get to a particular result. I'm trying to make sure you think about it. That's all. And then you decide where you want to go. My concern about slides 1 through 10, 11, and 12, if they're going to be up there too, is that on a night when you can put the issue to rest, that's currently causing the commotion, and it looks to me like you're wanting to put the issue to rest. You're churning the pot again tonight when everybody's excited. I don't disagree with Beth Creighton at all that these things need to be out there at some point. I'm questioning the timing.
Yeah. I do think that the rubric should be part, but it sounds like it feels like a rationalization to me. We're sorry, but not really sorry, and slides 1 through 10 show up. That, you know, we gave out these bonuses last time that nobody cared about, nobody was upset by them, nobody was happy about them, but now we're like, we're not going to do this bonus, but there is a process for it. In my mind, it's best to just say it was a mistake. We didn't even put it on there. We were considering performance-based bonus, and it just got put on the agenda by mistake, and we're not pulling it because we don't want there to be any kind of cover-up on this. It was a bad move, and we're writing it down.
Well, that's not true. We did intend to give this bonus, and while we could argue the semantics about whether or not it was on this agenda or some future, thing that is... And I, you know, I've got this in an email to Todd that says, you know, in closed session, the board agreed that we were going to do this. And how do we get it paid? So again, if we're going back to a FOIA, we need to be honest in this conversation and not be saying one thing in an open session and then have material that from a FOIA that doesn't support it.